Okay, this is the button process, no, the button guideline. I call it the button one because when we're creating, and in the past, you know, long before I began the deal on sending love and stuff, I tried creating from books I read, and it just didn't seem to really work for me. And in looking back, one of the reasons was because when you're creating, it's very difficult to know whether you are creating the lack of something or the having something. It's sometimes very, they're very close together and they almost feel like the same. But they're not. So it's very, very important when you're creating to get a really good feeling of what it is to have, what it is you're wanting to create, to get a feeling of what it feels like to have it, really work on that. That way you're really staying with the feeling of having it. So then you're creating the having it. And unless you're really into creating how, the process on how it's going to come, really just stick with the having it, not how it's going to come. Who gives a shit, right? Unless, like I say, you want to go through the process. If you want $10 million, but you want it through the process of creating a wonderful company, where you go to work every day and you have happy people, well then yes, you're really then creating a successful company that you're running and own. So it's not so much the $10 million, it's really a company. Those two things are almost a little separated. So we're going to go back to the button thing because I heard the saying a long time ago, it's as easy to create a castle as it is to create a button. And somebody said small, and I had this sweater that I really liked it, and I was missing a button. So I thought I'd create that button. But you know what? Here's the problem. And I didn't understand it at that time at all. It just got me really frustrated. Button was missing, and I thought I'd create another button. But you know, every time I look at it, there's a missing button, so I didn't know how to go about that. And you can't really do it because what happens is you're always going to look at the missing button and by that, create the lack of it. And by creating the lack of it, what happens is next thing you know, you're missing two buttons. And now you're not understanding what's going on. You see, when you get into creating, and sometimes creating with sending love, people come across, well, two things happen. Things begin to either click right away and stuff starts flowing in and they get really excited and it's cool. Or sometimes the opposite happens, and when the opposite happens, you know you've actually been focusing on the lack of something rather than the having something. And I'll go into it again. This button on a sweater is a perfect example. It's missing. Every time I'm trying to create it, I'm actually looking at the space where it's missing. So I'm actually looking at the lack of it. No doubt about it. And when you're looking at the space and you're just going, well, I'm imagining a button there, I'm imagining a button there, it doesn't really work. Because you're looking at the empty space. And there's a missing button. Next thing you know, I was missing another button. Now I'm frustrated and I'm going, I've got to create two buttons. But now I'm really looking at two empty spaces. Before it was over, I didn't have a single button left. And I was going out of my mind. Because I reread the instructions to creating over and over, and I was pretty well tossed in that room, that book throughout the room, ready to rip the pages out and shove it up someone's ass. Because I was getting more and more frustrated. So finally I threw it down. I said, the hell is this bullshit? Threw this sweater in a corner. Put on another sweater. I actually had two types of sweaters with buttons. I guess they're called cardigans, whatever. I just happen to like those sweaters at that time. I think I still wear them now. I'm wearing one now and it has all the buttons. But this other sweater had all the buttons. 3 days go by. I find the original missing button. Now, I happen to know that's the original one because I remember it having a tiny little chip out of one edge. So anyway, it doesn't matter what. The point is, I find the original button, you see? I've let go of the whole thing. I've switched now to the positive side of having, because I've put on a sweater with all the buttons. I've let go of the frustration of the other thing because I totally let go. And now the universe could create that button for me. That's nice. You see, there's a fine line between genius and insanity. And boy, I tell you, some days I walk that line so sweetly. Whoa. So now I have a frickin' button. One button. And a sweater missing three buttons. Because there's four altogether. Nice, huh? Ooh, real nice. See, that's what happens sometimes when we want to create something. Sometimes we're really in the lack of something, and we go, oh, I got to get out of this. I got to create some money. I got more bills than I can look at. I mean, look at them all. And originally in one of my books, I talk about, you know, stacking up the bills and going through them and just filling them with love. Well, the idea is of that is to fill them with love and thereby letting them go and now switching over towards having an abundance of money and basically stop thinking about the bills. I mean, if I don't have the money, there's nothing I can do about it. So I fill them full of love, each individually. Appreciate them. Get a feeling of appreciation of paying them off. And now putting them towards the side, where I don't look at them at all. Because you've got to get them out of your view. If there's nothing you can do about them, then there's nothing you can do. You're looking at them. Staring at them, getting upset, that just creates more of that. Because that's what the universe sees. Remember, the universe is looking through your eyes. Claws, the universe is looking through your eyes and seeing things the way you're seeing them and recreating them the way you're seeing them and creating more of the way you're seeing it. So send those bills love, put them aside, put them away where you don't see them, and now focus with your eyes and your feelings on abundance of money. So you have switched. What I should have done at that time with that sweater was put that whole sweater away, grab a sweater with all the buttons, and start appreciating it. Now, I never button the sweater up, actually, but I play with the buttons every once in a while. You know, it's a fidgety thing. So while I'm doing that, right now, I have a sweater on right now, actually, and it has all four buttons. So I'm just sitting here appreciating this sweater, the warmth it gives me, the buttons that I can play with, appreciating them. See, that's how I focus on the having. If I keep that sweater in my hand on me that's missing the button and trying to create the missing button, that's not going to work. Because every time I touch it, I'm going to become aware of that button missing. Every time I become aware of that button missing, I'm sending a signal to the universe that there's a button missing. Now I sent 10 signals of button missing. I've sent 10 signals of the button being there. That makes a 10-10. Which means a 10-10 stays exactly where it is. If all four buttons were there, all four buttons would stay there. If there's only three buttons there and one is missing, and it's a 10-10, then there's three buttons and one missing, it stays there. When it goes 11-10, I send 11 signals of all four buttons being there in the form of appreciation, and I send 10 signals of the button missing, I'm starting to sway over towards having the missing button. See, it's now 11-10. And now I switch to 12-10. 13-9. 14-8. 15-6. And at that point is when the universe can sway it enough to make something happen. Now, here's the kicker. Remember what I said before? Take what comes, because the universe will make the most quickest possibility happen. If there's any resistance with that button appearing, then there's a bit of a problem. And I'm saying, let's say 15-6. So 15 points, 15 signals I'm sending to the universe with all buttons, having all buttons. I'm still sending 5 or 6 signals that there's a button missing. So the universe has an issue, a bit of an issue there, because it's getting conflicting messages, but mostly the having. But there's still some resistance. And what is that resistance exactly? I'll tell you what that is. It's that button missing. So what the universe will do, because there's resistance there, and I've said, put the sweater away. Put it away where you don't even see it. What the universe most likely will do is create another sweater with all four buttons on it. Because there's less resistance in there, you see? I don't know if you can fully see that. It took me a long time to fully understand that and see it for myself. But if I stood on the side of the universe, then I'm having to shove the energy that you're putting out into creating. What you're really wanting is a sweater with all four buttons. And you've picked that particular sweater. Why? Because it's comfortable, it's cozy, it fits good, you love the colors on it. Ah, see, it's very easy for the universe to create what you appreciate. Very, very easy. Very simple. So it's taking all the appreciation, because that's the energy that actually creates. See, the universe needs energy to create that. So it's using that energy that you're flowing from the appreciation of all the things you appreciate, and it's using that, and it's easiest for it to create another sweater than a button, because if it creates the button, one, you have a resistance. One, again, it will be creating a focus on lack, because if it creates just a button, you're going to grab the button, and yeah, you might get excited, but you're also going to be looking at the sweater again and looking at the empty space. And now you have a button and a sweater, but the button isn't necessarily stuck on the sweater, is it? See, that's the tricky part. When we were creating the extra button that was missing, were we creating the button on the sweater? Were we creating, finding the missing button? What exactly did we want? See, that's where it gets into a bit of a complication. And that's where, if you're creating with love, using appreciation it's easiest to put that sweater away with the missing, put it away totally. Matter of fact, it doesn't even hurt if you get rid of it entirely. You don't have to. But at the beginning of learning creating, in all fairness, it would have been easier for me. Because remember, you know, you got to start somewhere. Just to get rid of that sweater altogether. Stick with a sweater I have with all the buttons and just go into really appreciating it. And every once in a while focus on the buttons like I'm doing right now, appreciating I have all four of these buttons to play with. Because I'm kind of, while I'm making this recording, I'm playing with one of them, you know, you fiddle with them, your fingers like a coin sort of thing, like to twist them and play with them. I hope I made this understandable for myself and for anyone else that listens to this or reads this. I'm going to think about it a bit and maybe go through it one more time. Because it's such a dandy example. And it's the best one out of all of them. It's the best one. Well, that and the 10 grand. That one's a fun one too. I gotta go through the 10 grand, how I created that, and cash being cash and in a box and hidden away because I turned it into a treasure thing. I didn't make it into 10 grand that I needed. I made it into 10 grand of fun. 10 grand of pirate treasure. That's what made it more fun, easier to appreciate, and less resistance. And I, because of that, tended not to focus on the lack of it, but on the having of it, because it was a treasure. And you know what? Because it's a treasure, it's kind of hidden away, so I don't need to really look at it. It's not really in my bank account. I know where I've hid it, and it's there, in that secret place where I decided I would hide it. See, the whole thing has become fun. And it came about quite easily, and really with very little creating effort, because it was so much fun to envision it and just play with the feeling of it, that it just come about. And I'm going to go through that, because those two things were the easiest and the most fun to create. And also my pirate ship. Yeah, that's a big one to go through, because that's the process of that one. So we want to make creating fun. See, so I'm trying to make that $3.6 million fun. Fun to create. Let it come in all different ways and make it in surprises just let it be a lot of fun to be. So that it's just there. Okay, well, I think it's breakfast time. I'm starving.